an AppleViz original.
Three, two, one. So this means you can take your cap lock, your control, and option keys and rearrange it to what you like on your PC mag or PC magazine. PC magazine.
I love it.
To your PC keyboards.
Can't say that.
Maybe I should erase that too.
Yeah.
Okay.
There's another one. There's another one.
Three, two, one. Poor people.
Oh,
and they're probably going, I can't even put that in the outtake if I wanted to. Just
yeah,
no,
that one's going to have to go right in the trash.
It's in the trash. Jeez, Tom, wake up. Yes, I could use Google. I can use a Google Chrome. That's the Midwest of saying Google.
You know, you made me laugh so hard I ran my nose into my microphone.
Hi there, everybody, and thank you for giving AppleViz Unleashed a listen, and welcome to AppleViz Unleashed for February 2020. I am here with Mike Malarcy and Randy Rusnak.
Back we are again. Hi, everybody.
Hey. And how are you guys? Are you guys all ready for spring yet?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
all ready for Siri to get better.
you know, they pulled that poor little groundhog out again. And what did he saw a shadow, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that means he ran back in. And so we're what? 6 weeks?
6 weeks, yeah.
All right. So I'm going to hold him to it because I really would like to have spring. And I know Mike would be because he, you know, he's up in the mountains.
Yep.
Are you up in the mountain?
Oh, yeah. The snow, like the back deck here, there's like three steps that would normally go down to the ground, but the snow is all the way up to the top one. You just walk right out on top of it.
Mm-hmm. You go out with your snowshoes. Is that how you go?
Yeah.
Hunting for your food?
Mm-hmm. Except the trap
snow. Well, you're lucky because you get to have, it's like a big giant outhouse out in your backyard. You don't have to, you know, go anywhere to, you know.
You're not wrong. It's just like,
It's
dangerous when it's below zero, though. You got to be quick.
Oh, I know it.
Yeah, I would imagine so. He's like Grizzly Adams. You remember that show?
Oh, sure. Yeah.
I'm sure all the young ones out there going, what in the heck is Grizzly Adams?
Well, they don't count.
You know who Grizzly Adams is, Mike?
I know the name. That's about it.
He's the guy that went out on his back deck and, you know.
You're Grizzly Mike.
Yep, it's true.
My goodness. Well, speaking of spring, we got a lot of things coming up that we will be expecting in the next month or two. Mm-hmm. I thought there's some interesting stuff here that I'm really excited for because, well, the first thing that Apple announced, which they're coming up in March, the developers will be able to implement a universal app store payment, which means is that your in-app purchases, if they design their software to work with this new system, it'll work across platforms. So if you bought an in-app purchase within, say, Mac, it'll work on your iPad and iOS. I thought that is going to be very helpful, but I was also thinking, I wonder how many developers will actually do that because in a kind of way, they'll be kind of losing their business because I figure, like, I think Twitterific would be one of those because I think it's a separate purchase from the Mac and the iOS.
I believe it is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it gives them the tool now that you can just do a universal pay system, so it'll just go across the platform. So it'll be interesting to see if they actually implement this because theoretically you're kind of losing.
Let's say one thing is $2 and one thing is 99 cents for the iPhone, and the other, you know, the other is for the Mac, like a dollar and whatever. Never been good at math. But so you get what I'm saying. So if things split up that way, and then it'll be like $2.99, or will it be like $3 for the whole package and then you get both, or how does that work? That's what if you only want one thing?
Huh. Yeah, it makes you wonder if they'll just increase the payment and say, hey, it'll work all across platform.
Yeah, and it's but those that have to pick up the stuff, you know, the extra cost because they're using a they're not using a Mac, you know, maybe that we get the sharp end of the cane, so to speak.
It wouldn't surprise me just because usually Mac apps are significantly more expensive than the ones on iOS.
Yeah. They are. Mm-hmm. I think it was. What was it? Do you have Twitterific, Mike, on your Mac? I think it cost me, what, $20-$25?
Oh, my God. Really?
I didn't buy it because of that reason. I did get it on my iPhone years ago when I looked on my Mac. I saw that. Yeah. I was like, no, I'm not doing that. That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think it was. Don't quote.
So you think it'll be like $25 to
put Well, it on that your was phone a one time purchase.
Crazy.
That was a one time purchase. I mean, you
got. Now you got me all upset. Now I'm going to have to leave now. Bye, ladies and gentlemen.
I think $15-$20 bought me Twitter if it were straight out of the box. There was no in app purchase, but I don't know. Because, you know, they seem to change a lot. A lot of these guys are going back and forth. I have seen where it used to be like I pay for something and then it went to in-app purchases and now it goes back and click type. Nah. Mm-hmm. I'm talking to you and other. So it makes me wonder if they will increase the price. Who knows? But it's interesting.
We got so much stuff going on. It's hard to say what's going to be happening, man. Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Mm-hmm. The rumors and everything have been flying thicker than I can even
call
these days. My gosh.
Well, we'll talk about some things that are not rumors. 13.4 iOS is now and currently in beta. And I know you two don't beta test, correct?
Right, but I know about it.
I do not. You
do? Oh, yeah? Well, of course you would. You would talk to people like myself that have betas.
It's like we have connections. Ooh.
Yeah. There's actually some pretty cool features in 13.4 I was surprised to find in it that you can now remodify the keys on a PC keyboard when it's hooked up to your iPad iOS. Now, I don't know if you guys ever use a keyboard, and if you're using a PC keyboard on that, it acts funky. Well, because it's wanting to use the old Mac key. So you're not used to that command and option. Well, now you're able to change the modifier keys on with the PC keyboard in the upcoming 13.4. How cool is that? So this means you can take your cap lock, your control and option keys and rearrange it to what you like on your PC keyboard. So that way you can rearrange any way you want it. So that's going to help me because I didn't realize, you know, when I hooked up my PC keyboard, I was like, what is this control option? What? That's my alt key. What are you talking about? And I was like, oh. And it just messes things up. Another cool option, and they had this back in the fall, and they just pulled it on us. If you recall, during the beta cycle of iOS 13, we were able to share our iCloud folder. And I thought to myself, oh, my gosh, this is why I...
Oh, yeah, that's right.
This is why I stuck with Dropbox, was for that reason, because we were, you know, right now, I know like Randy and I, we share a folder and I share a folder with the guys at AppleViz, and we can access all the files with each other. And you couldn't do that with the iCloud, and iCloud was going to bring this feature to us, but for some reason, they pulled it at the last minute and it hasn't been available until now. So it sounds like we are now going to be able to have it when 13.4 comes out, which is, after I thought about it, I've done so much work with my Dropbox already. I'm not even sure if I want to do it.
Yeah, I probably won't.
It just means there's still limitations, but regardless, I'm really glad this feature is still an option for us to use because I suppose if you already pay the amount for larger storage on your iCloud and you do share folders and stuff, it's going to be useful for sharing it with you guys and stuff like that.
Now, since we're talking about that, I have used many Drive sharing applications, and I still think Dropbox is my favorite because it doesn't it goes all over. It doesn't want to just put things into like Google and just have them just kind of stay there like on the native platform, and things just seem like they move better, and you can do things with them more on
It seems
Dropbox.
Easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, oh yeah.
I think it's a lot easier now. Mm-hmm. Because I pay for an Office 365, of course, they give me a free terabyte.
Right. Same here. Yeah.
OneDrive. And so what I've done is I made it a sync. because it's baked into Windows 10, I have it synced my entire document folder. So that includes my Dropbox and everything. So it backs up everything automatically. So every time I make a change, it's already on the OneDrive. So
I get it. But it just seems more, it seems clunkier to me though. Does it to you?
It does. It does. It's not as straightforward and as simple to set up as Dropbox. I think Dropbox is much easier to deal with. And
It's weird because in my work clientele, they all use Google and they don't even think of Dropbox. And I'm thinking it's just because it's set up natively already to go and everything. But I just prefer it.
It's easier. I mean, if I did a Shift-F10 and I can just share a file or something, I can just send that link to you.
Yep.
And it's not that simple with iCloud or anything else. This other feature I really enjoy because I do use the Apple TV app. Now, the TV app itself now offers a option where you can now, which I can't figure why they didn't do before, gives you the different quality streaming that you can do over cell and Wi-Fi. So no reason for me to stream HDR on my phone. I can't take advantage of this, so I can sit to the lower quality and still get good sounds. But that is kind of a cool new option for a lot of people might be taking advantage.
I'm stoked for that one.
Really?
Yeah, absolutely. Oh,
yeah. You would be because you can't handle it down there.
HD. Oof, man. It'll play for like 5 minutes and stop for 10 and buffer. So like 480p.
We talked about this before. I don't understand how you can stand that. As a matter of fact, I was even talking to somebody in the car as I was driving this morning to grab some groceries. I said, I got a friend of mine that's out in Idaho, and he's got to go through all this. And I was explaining, they go, God, I'd rather live in a tent somewhere and have Wi-Fi streaming to me, you know.
No, it seems the transition has been difficult, but it's really, I don't know, it's not so bad. I just find us stuff to do.
Yeah, because you were so into this, entwined with the technology, that is a whole new game when you don't have the speed and access like you used to.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're working on designs for a treehouse of sorts.
Do you have a new child on the way?
No. I
just thought, you know.
You know, spare time.
No, my wife's been collecting dogs instead, actually.
Oh, no.
We've got a pack.
I'm just glad that this option will be something beneficial to you.
Me
Mike.
Too.
Absolutely. Yeah. My kids aren't gonna. I mean, they might not notice when I turn it down to 480p. We'll find out.
I don't know if that'll
be an option, but
there's something wrong with my internet, Dad.
It doesn't look as clear.
Yeah. But see, now I'll finally be able to say, but it's not pausing, is it? So enjoy your movie.
Yeah. Now, there are two new Siri stuff that's come along in 13.4. No, it's not improvement, Randy. I can already No, it's little things like you can now say, hey, Siri, when it's face down or covered. And weirdly enough, that's in the accessibility area. So I'm guessing that makes sense for those that may have voice control enabled or something, and they want to be able to use a device, or, you know, for whatever reason they can't pick up the device, they'll be able to talk to her, even if it's face down.
I wish she'd answer more, because I shut my phone in my dresser and then I forget where I put it. And I'll go, hey, blah, 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 you know, or hoy, Siri, you know.
Ahoy, Siri.
Where are you? You know, hoy, Siri, where are you? And she'll just go, here. Give me some time to find you, you know.
She always tells me lately when I say something, she goes, hold on for a minute.
Oh, yeah.
I'm getting that more often now.
And then she'll go, I'm on this.
And then I'm waiting.
Stand by.
I said, what is this?
Yeah.
I am unable to do what you required for me to do. So that's great.
I thought that was just me. I'm glad it's not.
No, it's kind of a new deal that I've been getting that quite a bit when I ask her to do.
Do you think it's because of server overload, do you think, or?
I think it has something to do with reception, maybe. I'm on the road a lot, so I don't know.
No, it isn't. Mm-mm. No, because it does it when I'm sitting on my bed now.
I don't know.
I should just pause.
That's weird. And the last option you can now do on 13.4 is tell Siri to go to your home screen. So you can say, Siri, take me to home screen. Now, at first I thought that, well, that's pretty cool. And then I thought to myself,
well, we're already on the home screen usually when we're doing that.
Well, no, I'm thinking, well, if you have the older device, you just click the home button or swipe up and get you to the home. So I'm kind of baffled on that one. Why that one? Because if you're using voice control, you can already say go to home screen. So I wonder. So I'm at a loss on that one. So if you guys have any ideas,
well, maybe it's go ahead.
I was just going to say I've been trying to figure it out too. I can't think of a time that I would ever use that.
Well, it's probably for guys that have the 11s going, you know, from 11s on back, because you know when you unlock your phone, you can correct me if I'm wrong, because I don't have an 11. I've only worked with the 11. With students, but mm-hmm. If you Face ID, it really doesn't. I mean, it unlocks your phone, yeah, but it doesn't take you to the home screen. So you have to flip up to the home screen, and then when you're there, then you can ask Siri, and it'll take you right back to the home screen again. Maybe that's the idea of it. I'm not sure.
Not sure either, because yeah, you're right. I mean, when you look at Face ID, what happens is that your phone will say lock, and as soon as you hear that click, click, dink. And then that button,
can you
I don't know how to exactly do that sound, but I'm trying my best here.
That was really good. I want that on my phone. It's the Thomas clink.
Clink, 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 clink. Yeah, and then all of a sudden it says unlocked. And then you have to swipe up to actually get out of it.
Yeah, yep. So maybe it's something to do with the future phones coming. I don't know. You know, who knows?
I don't know. Yeah, it's interesting how they implemented that. Now, of course, I'm guessing this is just Apple never tells us when it's going to come out. So the 13.4, I'm going to guess, is going to come out end of March to early April, because we're on our second beta. Usually they have about 4 beta cycle through it, so we've got a couple more weeks. So for those that are asking when can we expect it, I'm going to assume the end of March, and I'll bring up why I think that, but now we're going to move on to rumors and leaks for iOS 14, gentlemen. Now, iOS 14 is coming up in, you know, the usual WWDC in June. I even heard rumors that they're wondering if they're going to scrap it because of the coronavirus impact. I said, I don't think they will. But that is when we can expect the iOS 14 beta to come out. And, of course, the public won't be coming out until fall. Now, none of this stuff is set in stone, but there are some big, big stuff in here. I don't know. You guys want to sit down for this one, because one of the leaks that came out this week, I absolutely went dunk onto the floor. I was like, no way.
I think I know where you're going. Let's just go ahead and.
Go
ahead.
There has been discussion that Apple is pondering and debating in iOS 14 to allow you to have system-wide default for third-party apps for mail, music, and browsers.
They're beginning to look a lot like Android.
You know, that's so many, you know, I hear that all the time. Well, Android, you know, we can make that as a default. And I said, yeah. Now, I was left like my mouth was dropped to the floor. It's like, dunk. I was like, no way. I mean, seriously, what do you think, Mike? I mean, will that make like a game changer to you? Or do you like the native stuff?
I'm excited. I use most of the native stuff, but I like having options. Like right now, the way that the mail app handles threads, email threads, I hate that. Like they're all kind of weirdly arranged at the top. And then, I don't know, it just seems kind of clunky now.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to be able to explore other options just to see if it works. I don't know. I might consider changing browsers too. I've stuck with Safari just because that was the only choice.
Well, all my family use Google Chrome, even on their iPhone. And I'm thinking, wow, now they can just say, I want Google Chrome to be my default browser. And there's the potential. It's just boggling me that Apple have finally submitted down to this. Because, you know, that's been like the number one thing that most Android users will say. We have the option to do a lot of things. And granted that we'll never be able to get all that option on Apple. But to be able to just allow us to do a few things, this is just mind-boggling to me. And I think it's, well, I don't know. This was the one big news I was truly very, very excited to hear. And I hope that they stick to this plan. And in iOS 14, that we will be able to do that. Wow.
Me too. It seems like over the last, I mean, ever since Tim Cook took over, it just seems like they've slowly been giving a little more control to the users as time has gone on. And I hope that it continues.
I know, right? I mean, they've given us quite a lot of new things here lately, and they just continue to do that. You know, and I even heard some people saying, well, they make them wonder why it took so long, because on the Mac, you're able to do that. You can set your own default browser, your own default mail, but you can't do it on iOS. It doesn't make any sense. So even Mac users are saying, wow, it's about time. And so this is big news. And of course, there's been some mumbling about making better integration with Siri. What am I talking about? Well, you know how last fall when we got the iOS, they were able to integrate Siri along with the music and messages apps a lot better. So in other words, Spotify user actually can talk directly to Spotify without having a shortcut. All the other apps like the weather apps and stuff, you still have to use shortcut. Now, supposedly, they're going to open that up beyond more, so more apps will have more seamless integration with Siri. Now I can like ask Darksky, hey, such and such. And yes, there are shortcuts, but I don't know about you guys, but shortcut is cool and all, but because it's kind of sort of not working half the time, and not only that, but you have to remember to turn on. And for I think for an average user, this is just too much of a pain in the butt to be able to allow. And then all of that, but you have to say Darksky this, Darksky that. It's not like I can just say, Siri, what's the weather? And she just gives me the Darksky weather instead.
I hope they do this one too, because like we talked about last time, one of my favorite podcasts is only on Spotify now. And I hate the Spotify interface with a passion. It sucks.
I've been hearing a lot of complaints about the playlist or something.
Yeah, I hate it. Like, I use Overcast on my phone, and I used to be able to click on the podcast, and then I could look at all the episodes, pick the one I want.
Okay.
It's really easy to use. On Spotify, I have to struggle to find the podcast, then open that, and then focus jumps all over. I can't just scroll down through the episodes. The focus jumps all over the place, all the way to the bottom, back to the top. It goes everywhere. And I finally find the episode, click on it. Then I have to hunt around for the actual play button that's kind of in the middle of the screen.
Wow. It's such a pain.
I really would love it if I could just tell Siri to play the most recent episode of Last Podcast on the Left and be done with it.
Exactly. So I'm kind of, you know, I think they should have done this in the first place. I as much as I love Shortcut, and I love the idea first to allow third-party apps to have it more integrated with their Siri, but I think they're going to take it one step further and make it more integrated. I think they found out that it's just too complicated for some people, and they're not using it as they thought they would, and they probably would if it integrated more tightly with it. So that kudos for them. I'm excited to see that. There are some other news in there that, you know, I'll never be able to use something like this. Just simply, I won't be able to afford a car like this, but you know, they have like Apple CarPlay for different cars now.
Yep.
And I don't know if you ever been in a car with like an Android player?
No, never even seen it.
Me neither. I wish I have, but one of the cool thing in here is that they are trying to get the dealers, or not dealers, but the manufacturer of cars to integrate this new Apple system that allows you to use your Apple and your watch to unlock your car. I thought, wow. So it worked like a PayPal. So you just, I don't know if that means you just tap it by the door or if it's an app you say unlock, but you use your face ID or your touch ID to unlock the car now. And they're working tightly with the different manufacturers to be able to bring this forward. And again, I'll never be able to use anything, but I've been thinking, we have this key fobs that, man, they are expensive to replace or just get a second or a third one. And what they're going to do is this car key option, you can share it with other family members to be able to have access to your car to unlock it without a key fob.
It makes me wonder, how, and hopefully this is not one of those things. I mean, because you remember when all of the first kind of home internet connected devices were coming out, they kind of didn't really think about security at all. And then after the fact, we're like, oh crap, yeah. People can hack all these cameras people are hanging all over their houses. We should maybe do something about this.
Speaking of hacks, I've known somebody that they got their Xbox hacked into.
Oh, great.
You mean their account or their Xbox?
No, their Xbox. And what? Yeah, and what happened was all of a sudden you heard this buzzing noise. I have proof of this, by the way. And so there was some buzzing noise, and I hate to throw you guys off track, but there was this buzzing noise, and then all I heard was... just weird.
That's so strange.
Then he got a link on his Xbox, monitor thing that said, "Gotcha, you've been hacked," on the screen.
Gosh, I have never heard that.
It was an old Xbox.
Wow. You know, my son's girlfriend got her PlayStation account hacked, and of course, trying to get that back. It is like pulling teeth with Sony, but I've never heard of an Xbox being hacked. That's scary.
And it's not unreasonable to think that somebody will be able to figure out a way to
get in your car.
Yeah, yeah. And they could just walk up and they can have some kind of a scanner or whatever to spoof the lock. Or I mean, no, I'm obviously not a hacker. I don't even know the words that they use.
Oh, sure you are. Come on. Well, don't get on that.
I'm not saying anything here. But I can't imagine it'd be very difficult to do that. So unless I'm just genuinely hoping they've got...
Yeah, nothing's ever foolproof. Everything is hackable. I don't care what it is. But you're right. But, you know, I had one. I said, the thing they don't answer is that, okay, I unlocked my door with it. I still need a fob to start the car, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure you do.
Yeah, you'll still need a key somewhere.
Yeah, because, well, regardless, not that I'll ever see it, but it is a new option out there. And of
course, it's a cool idea, though.
It is a cool idea, and I think we're going to hear about it because they're trying to push more of the CarPlay into more than just Siri on the console. They want to be able to be the whole car experience. Mm-hmm. But that's, my gosh, I can't imagine the cost for a car for something like that, but
yeah,
I would imagine that would be extra, and it'd be something I'd say, no.
And on certain brands and things like that, yeah, I'm sure.
No, if it's on a rental car or something, I think that'd be cool.
Rental car, that'd be awesome.
So they bring some multitasking views that they had in iPad into iOS. It doesn't say clearly if we're going to actually have multitasking tiles, like the side-by-side, that would be cool. But the multitasking view, which you see in the app switcher on the iPad, it's not going to really entice us that it can't see it. But apparently, when you open the app, the switcher now is side by side, and the iPad is like it's behind each other. It's like a window in front of another window. So they're bringing in some new jazzy, sparkling stuff for animation and things like that for you. But that is...
Yippee.
I know you're excited about that.
I just want my new few hundred emojis.
Yeah, your 117 emoji that comes in fall.
Mm-hmm. Yay.
Mm-hmm.
So excited.
But I think the third-party app default system-wide is going to be my biggest one I'm looking forward to, and I hope I'm crossing my finger that's going to come true.
So what kind of a setup will you have, do you think? What can you think of anything that you'd like to have on your iPhone that you don't now?
Wow. That's a good question because right now Safari. Mm-hmm. I like my Safari. Yes, I could use Google.
Google.
Can you Google? Google. I can use a Google Chrome. That's the Midwest of saying Google.
You know, you made me laugh so hard I rammed my nose into my microphone. That's got to be the name of the cast is Google.
Google. I'm not even sure how to spell Google, but
Google, I suppose.
Google.
O-N-G, isn't it? Wouldn't it be?
O-M-G, yeah. For me, I don't know. Right now, I use the native mail app. I do use Outlook. It might switch over. I don't know. But I think I will stick with the Safari. I know immediately my family will all go across to Google Chrome immediately. I don't know if I would try like Brave or something.
Well, I don't know. I like Google Chrome. I almost said Google.
Google. It's a Google, man.
I use Google on my computer. I use Google on my computer, and I like it.
I do, too.
I'm almost completely off of Google.
Yes. If I could get completely off of Google, that'd be my goal. Sign in to Google. So I use a Google Chrome, but I never sign in. So I don't sync anything. Because I just don't want Google to know everything. And unfortunately, Google search is just still the best. I mean, tried Bing and I tried DuckDuckGo. And I just like,
Yeah, it's not great. I do use Bing on my PC and DuckDuckGo on my Apple devices.
I do too.
Do you remember Dogpile as a search engine?
No.
Remember that.
Dogpile, yeah.
Hotbot?
Yep.
Don't know that one.
Yeah, there used to be some pretty good ones, the Mozilla ones.
But they're very different.
Yeah, you're only given, let me think, Google, Yahoo, Bing, and DuckDuckGo. And I use DuckDuckGo now on my phone.
Yep.
But to answer your question, what about you then, Randy?
I wonder, because I'm in the same position you are. I have Outlook, and for different accounts that I have, like my work account. And my actual home account, and then I use the mail app for other things. I'm kind of beginning to hate the native email app just because it's so focused. It's gotten so weird focus issues on it still.
Mm-hmm. Definitely does.
Yeah. So I wonder how far they're going to take it, because I wonder if at some point if you're going to like be able to download different speech engines and stuff.
That'd be great.
Yeah, no.
What more speech engine are you talking about?
Oh, just some native, non-native stuff, just to make the voices sound different.
Ebola?
Yeah.
So you want more voices besides neurons? I don't know. I like the neurons a lot. I mean,
you mean like Tom and those? Mm-hmm, yeah. Mm-hmm.
I use that on my PC. I mean, I could never go to Ivona and stuff. It just seems like a step back.
Yeah, maybe so. I guess I'm kind of tired of Alex and tired of just a lot of the stuff. Maybe I'll just give them a whirl and see how I like them.
Yeah. Well, speaking of spring, the spring event is coming up for Apple Spring Events, so we will expect that probably the end of March. Right now, rumor has it for March 31st, which falls on a Tuesday. And I really honestly think that iPhone 9, or if you want to call it the SE2, is going to drop. So for all of you who've been waiting all this time, I think the time has come. I think people are going to get excited for it. I still think it's going to go gangbuster. For $399 for a Apple phone, I think it's going to sell a lot. I really do. And I'm excited for people.
That sounded facetious there, Mike.
No, I'm actually thinking about it, because most of, like, right now I'm hotspotting off of my phone, but if I touch it and do anything else with it, you guys are gone, or I'm gone, not you guys. And I was just thinking, like, actually.
Oh, that's called ficklism, isn't it?
Maybe. Yeah.
I'm touching. I'm gone. Okay.
I can't do two things at once anymore.
Out of here.
If I could get a device just a hotspot from, might be worth it.
Well, that's true. You can have it and going to be hands off, right? That's what you're talking about.
Yeah, I could use that thing as the home.
Oh, that's sinking pretty low. I mean, I understand what you mean, but just to be I have to do that to keep online. That's so old.
I don't know. I did receive some emails from you lovely folks out there, and I appreciate you telling me. And a lot of you saying that.
Quit schmoozing the audience. Come on.
I mean, I did ask for them last month what they think of this if you went to your larger phone, and a lot of them did not like that idea. They want the small factor. And I
said, that does not surprise me.
Yeah, I mean, you are going to jump up in a bigger size format, so the SE size that you are familiar with is not going to be like that at all. I really hate to tell you, but I think it's going to go to the iPhone 8 size. So if you're familiar with that, that's quite a big jump.
Yeah, I know a lot of people, too, that bought it for that exact reason. Like, that was the number one thing. They did not want a bigger screen. That was it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what I'm wondering about the sound, and because my I really want some different sound. I'm kind of tired of my 8 sounding phone. You know what I mean? I'd like something that has a little bit more. I don't know. You know, just a bigger sound. I was going to use a different word, but yeah.
Well, I don't think it will be because this is a budget phone. This is
$399. I know. I'd like to go to a larger phone again. That's what I'm saying.
Gotcha. Yeah. Because you get the better sound because the better. I think. Yeah, you're right. It does sound better on the bigger device, even the iPad. And speaking of iPad, we definitely will see some iPad refresh that will come out with updates and stuff. Some of the rumors are having out there that Apple TV is going to come out with a new release that will.
That's what I hear.
What's that?
That's what I hear.
A12 Bionic chip. And you know what? I'm still on the third generation, and I'm happy with my third generation.
But you won't be when it fails when the next one comes out. It's like, nah.
I'm sorry. It doesn't support this anymore.
Yeah. Well, I've got a third generation as well. And I just think, you know, it's probably time for it to retire.
Hey, jumping back for 2 seconds, you were talking about the sound on the SE.
Mm-hmm.
What you need, you hear this? Just get some of these iPod Pros right here.
Oh.
Your problems are solved.
Oh.
I wish I need that sound right there. That's what I
like. Text message tone every time
that's
you
pretty cool.
Yeah, they were a late Christmas present, and these things are pretty sweet.
You like those, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you like about it a lot then?
I mean, they sound great, first of all, don't they? I love not having to. It actually took me a minute to figure out how to make them work because you don't tap on the side anymore. Like when I first connect them,
right?
As soon as I put it in, somebody called me. So I'm like tapping on it. I'm like, what is this? I actually had to go and look it up. They're like, oh, you just pinched the little thing. Okay. It's totally different, but it's awesome. And I will say, if I'm being totally honest, one of the things that I do really love about it is I can put them in my ears, even when I don't turn anything on, and just turn on the noise canceling. And
your kids go away.
Yeah.
The kids go away.
I put my headphones in, turn the noise canceling on, and just fell asleep in my chair. All the kids.
So awesome. Congratulations, man. Yeah. That's awesome.
You know, back in 1960, I could plug in an earplug in my transistor radio and I'd be in. I wouldn't have to learn anything.
You know what, though? The downside with wires, I learned this just yesterday. I had my PC sitting, I was next to my bed.
Oh, no.
And I had my headphones plugged in. I was sitting on the edge of that, and the dog ran up and jumped and like slid across the bed, shocked the inside of my ear. My headphone jack doesn't work in my PC now. The dog fired it. Static shock through the bed.
How about your ears?
They recovered. Oh. It hurt for a minute, but my ears are all right. The laptop is not. That jack is dead now.
Oh,
that's too bad. Oh,
that
man.
Is. Yeah, so the new Apple TV version or series or generation is coming out. I may end up getting it at some point because we now do have a 4K TV, and I think the family could use a 4K display on it.
Mm-hmm.
It would be great. Some other rumors. There's two more rumors that came out. One of them I am truly looking for, and I was wanting this last year, and it never, ever came out. And I think they're going to have a new AirPod. No, it's not the 2.0 or the AirPod Pro, but AirPod over the ear studio.
Oh yeah, I heard about
headphone.
That.
Yeah, check this out, Randy.
$399.
Mm-hmm. Whoa. I'm hearing stuff. There's no buttons on it. It's all touch.
Mm-hmm.
We'll have to see how. I mean, I don't know.
Can't you hear it now? Can't you hear this, you guys? It's like they're not gonna be making this accessible for us.
It's going to be. I can hear my wife says, you don't need another pair of headphones.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I really do. You already have a Bose headphone. Yeah, well, yeah, but.
Oh, God. I know. I hear you.
I will squawk about any price, but when it comes to headphones, I'm like, if I put away $50 every month, maybe I can get it in about 4 months.
Yeah, except this is going to be like 7 months.
Yeah, exactly. But it'll be worth waiting.
8 months.
I can't wait. If this is true, the AirPod over the ear, I will go. You'll hear a girl screaming in the middle of Kansas City in the United States. What was that scream?
That little girl was Thomas.
I'll be going bonkers. I really want this to come true out of everything. I'm excited for this.
I think I would rather have something like that than ear pods.
Right? I mean, that's a tough call. I bet, see, Mike, he'll say no way, AirPods.
No way.
AirPods. He wants that. And 100%. My son would too. But I do a lot of stuff with my headphones. You guys don't know that.
Clicks his phone. Yeah, I know.
Throws his phone around. I'm tired of this. The last rumor they have is the iPod Touch, which doesn't make any sense to me since they just updated it last year. I wonder if they're going to actually update it to a Face ID instead of the Home. Oh, so that is kind of weird. So we'll have to see about that. I don't know whatever happened to the wireless charging, Matt. I still haven't seen anything.
Oh, I know what happened to it.
It just went poof.
No, it's still in production.
It's still in production. It's still in production with the AirTags, right?
It's going to be a heck of a Matt when it comes out, though, you know?
Four more years. Ready.
Yeah.
Hey, I have a question. Is there any word on the street about the, and this is kind of circling back a little bit, Braille on iOS 14? How's that? Anything?
No. Mm-mm. We never hear anything about accessibility Braille or anything when it comes this out early. Never.
Okay.
Have not heard anything about that. But good question, though.
But are you guys really keyed for 14 to come? Because I am. I will maintain. I haven't even put 13 on Terry's phone yet. I just refuse.
Am I excited? Yes. I am thrilled to death 14 to come because I'm ready to get rid of this, dump this 13.
Me too.
This 13 it's been the worst version. I can ban on this every month, but I am so looking forward to 14. Yes.
Me too. Yep.
Yeah, I just got a new Braille display a couple of weeks ago, and I've been trying to figure out what is me not knowing how to use it yet and what is just the ridiculous amount of bugs. Mm-hmm. So
here it is.
What display did you get for the audience?
The Braille's Polaris, or the Hims, the Polaris.
Oh, the Hims one. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's pretty sweet. Mm-hmm.
And then to tie things up, of course, with the spring event coming, keep in mind, and we all know about this coronavirus that's been going around, and we probably all have heard that it's impacting production. I will be curious how that's going to impact everything, as in when they will be released. And some things, I believe the Matt, and I think the AirTags, I've heard the AirTags is being pushed back because of the production. But I really do think that's coming up because they've been talking about more things if they heard it. It's going to be waterproof and you can be able to charge it wirelessly. So it's not that permanent battery like Tiles have it. So I'm hearing more things about it, but it would make more sense that they're waiting on the production of the coronavirus. So we'll see if there's any delay when it comes to the SE2 or the iPhone 9 and et cetera.
Yeah, I was really excited to see to hear about the new phones coming, and then I was all excited about it because I just haven't been until now really, and then I hear I was looking on YouTube and I heard, but just wait till 2021. I'm going, oh man.
Yeah, let's talk about this year first. Yeah. let's just focus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, focus. And it also makes me think that last year, if you guys recall, it was a weird spring event. Do you remember this where they scattered about releases? Remember they had a new release on a Monday and then had a new product came out on Tuesday and then Wednesday? So
I don't even remember what I had for supper last night. No, I don't.
Well, last media event was strange because they had releases of products on a different day other than the keynote. So they kind of
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I guess it was too much to bring it all at once. So we'll see if they're going to do that again this year. Mm-hmm. We'll see. The other news in story is that Apple has also, due to the coronavirus, has lowered their expectation and forecast earnings, which means they're not going to bring in as much money as they thought it to be. And a lot of people in the Dow Jones considers Apple as a canary in the mine, just simply because there's going to be a lot of other tech industry that's going to be affected. So the impact is still early to see, but something to think about. Some other really surprising news this month. You guys familiar with Malwarebytes?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I use Malwarebytes a lot on my computer. Mm-hmm. Do you use it on your Mac?
Yeah.
Good for you, because they made a really surprising finding that the number of malware threats now surpassed the PC on a Mac.
I was
wow. Over 400% over year on the Mac in terms of threat. On a daily basis, they're getting more threat detected on a Mac than they are on a PC the first time in 2019.
That's what I hear.
Wow.
So here's the question. Do you guys think that it is just that the Mac is being targeted more, or do you think that it's because more people have Macs, or a combination of the two?
I'm going to go with combination.
Because rewind, I mean, 20 years ago, it was fairly uncommon to find people that were had Macs. Everybody.
20 years ago, we were still running like 14.4 and we had modems and.
Yeah, everything sucked. Nobody had Macs. I think it was the first time I saw one was like 2003. I was in high school.
Saw one in 1993 or so, I think.
Wow. I was six.
I was like 40. Oh,
God. Good question, Mike. You know, with the Macs going down in terms of how many people own a Mac is less than it has been, but yet the threat goes up. I think it's because it's always been open. I don't think any hacker or anybody has ever had interest in hacking the Mac. And I don't know why they're targeting the Mac more now than ever. I really don't.
Yeah, I find it interesting because I feel like if I was going to design some malware to harass people, I'm going to go wherever the majority of the people are.
Right, for the PC.
Yeah, it's always been PC.
Don't know. That's a great question, and I was just kind of surprised to see that. But regardless of that, the Mac is still relatively safer than a PC, okay?
Oh, yeah.
It's not as safe as it used to be. It used to be like the thing to have without ever having to worry about anything. That is not true to this day. You still have some issues, not as damaging and as far as some of the PC stuff goes, but nonetheless, it was an interesting finding or reading that the threats on the Mac is outpacing the PC, which is blows my mind.
Now you're going to see some of these YouTube channels with the hackers out there. Do you guys ever watch any of those YouTube channels? And there are a lot of hackers out there that hack into Windows PCs. Mm-hmm. And they always say, are you running a Windows PC? I hope you are. Because they pretend they're from Microsoft, you know. But you don't ever see that on a Mac. You never see, YouTube Mm-mm. Mac threats.
No, this is malware stuff that now focusing towards like as they're surfing and stuff. So interesting news on AppleVis front this month. If you're low vision, now this is not going to be usable by anybody that's blind, but I thought it was kind of cool that there's an app called Web Out Loud. The developer for Web Out Loud is seeking for people with feedback. What this tool does, it allows you as a low vision person to select something on the web and it will read the content for you, and I'll show you word by word as it's reading it. So I thought they already had that feature already, but on the iOS, I'm not 100%, but I thought that they already did that. So I'm kind of confused what this how this separates, but for those low vision out there, check it out. We mentioned about Microsoft Office combining all their stuff together, and I went ahead and downloaded it, and sure enough, it's really kind of cool, guys. It is like, because as I mentioned to you earlier before, Randy, I have the OneDrive.
Right.
So it's like tightly integrates with this Microsoft Office app. I mean, it goes straight to your OneDrive, and you have all your apps there. So you got like this document, a spreadsheet. So I'm able to double tap that, and it opens up Excel. And it opens up. So I don't physically have to go to like a Word or Excel. I mean, it's just like my Windows PC. I just click it and go. And I really love it. I thought the interface is really cool. Definitely something to look at. It does have some accessibility issues, but I think hopefully we'll have that ironed out. But that's one of the big things going on. But the major thing that I'm really excited for, too, is a major update to Bard Mobile. Are you both Bard Mobile users?
Yes, and yes, I have.
No, I am not.
Really?
Nope.
You have no interest or you don't have access or...
I think the issue that I ran into was that there was about three or four times I kept getting kicked out. Like it kept logging me out and having to change passwords. I was having so many just basic issues just getting into it and being able to use it that I remember one day just like, you know what? I am I'm done with you until you can fix yourself.
He just kicked right off. Huh.
Well, I don't ever have that problem ever. It's less.
I haven't tried it
that way. Yeah, well, you
I
should.
I haven't tried it in a long time.
You know what else I like? It's just off topic, of, probably, but I love Bart Express.
Explain this Bart Express to everybody.
Bart Express is a little application that sits on your Windows computer, and you can interface. So basically you open it up and you're all logged in. It has a search criteria where you can search for bestsellers or any kind of magazine that you want. You can have it look for certain series and download them all at once. You can have multiple downloads. You don't have to unzip files any longer. You can just hit copy to cartridge and boom, it's or thumb drive. And it just downloads it and unzips it, and you can just pull your device, you know, like your thumb drive or your cartridge mm-hmm. off the machine, and then it says, do you want to eject? And you go yes, and then you just take it and you're all done. No more unzipping. Which is kind of good and kind of not, because I used to teach file management. I still do, but people really wanted their books, and you had to show them file management in order to get them to unzip stuff. So that could take the criteria out, but now it takes you longer to learn the Bart Express application. But I like it. I really do. I like the interface of it a lot.
Well, I really, really like this new Bart mobile
interface. I do too.
Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. I can go to one of the books I'm reading, go to a button called More Actions. Under there it says, see more by this author, or subscribe. You can subscribe now to the mm-hmm. series, so yeah. It'll pop into your wish list automatically.
Yeah,
that's nice.
Yeah,
I was like, oh my gosh, there's all this cool stuff. I was able to say, see more by this. If you like some voiceover guy that speaks the book, like Scott Brick, if you want to see more work of his,
narrator, not voiceover, narrator. Yeah,
and so you're able to do it. It is much simpler. The UI mm-hmm. is a little bit better. I still don't like when you say browse the Bard. That's still kind of clunky. Yeah, I really need to clean that up. But overall, I'm very ecstatic about this new update, and I love it. So check that out. And then, as always, I got two tips for you. One of the tips is what we kind of discussed already with the DuckDuckGo, how to set your Safari search engine default. How do you change that? It is something that obviously Mike and I do. You basically just go to settings, go under your web or Safari, I should say, and then there is search engine. And then obviously you have choices between Google, Bing, Yahoo, and DuckDuckGo. I really love my DuckDuckGo a lot, and I highly recommend it to a lot of people. It still works. It does it differently than Google, doesn't it, Mike? Doesn't it pull from multiple resources?
Yeah, I actually have been. Oh, it figures out what it does. Because it always gets what I'm after, but it's always different. Like it sometimes pulls in some weird stuff too.
It does. It's kind of like, where did that come from? It does pull in some weird stuff. Yeah.
You know, you mentioned Bing. When you said Bing, we had a lag and it went Bing. Oh, I'm much amused to myself, I guess.
But no, you're right. It does pull in different results, but I actually do like it. Now, I have to say, like I said before, I still have to go to Google sometime because it doesn't find exactly what I want. It doesn't do Google search exactly, even though that's what it was originally designed, was to take out all the ads and stuff from Google. It just kind of like scrapes it, but apparently it starts to integrate other things. So if you like Bing better, you can just change that. If you like Yahoo better, you can change that too. So you are able to change your default web search. So that's how you do it. Now, I did a podcast on this earlier. And on Apple notification, how you can disable Apple notifications come to you. Do you guys ever get I get emails all the time saying, hey, iPhone 11 Pro is out. You should get it. I'm thinking, I already have an iPhone 11. Why? You guys ever get those emails from Apple?
I got one that said, Tom, you really need to have another one. That's why we're going to send you this one.
Well, I didn't realize you can turn this off. And you just simply go to your settings, and towards the top is your Apple ID. That means your name. So just double tap on that. And from there should be name, mail, and address. You just click on that. And under subscription, there's three options you can turn off. And one of them for Apple News, one is for promotions and things like that. So make sure to give a podcast a listen if you like to step-by-step how to go through it. It will show you how to turn those off. And it makes I'm so happy that I turned that off. Now I don't get this pop-up telling me, here's the Apple News for the morning, or, hey, you should get this and that. So I was glad that this was an option to turn off because, you know, have you guys noticed that, and a lot of people have been tweeting a lot of articles, is that Apple's starting to become like a malware themselves. It's like this ad is popping up everywhere. Like when I open up Apple News, it's like it's got this, it's like, oh, you might be interested in this magazine. You might be interested in this article. And I go, oh, let's try it. Oh, you must subscribe to it. I'm sorry. This is News Plus. And then Apple TV is the same way. I have Apple TV, but, you know, I'll say, oh, I didn't know this Parasite movie's out. And I click on it. Oh, this is for Hulu, or this is for HBO. You have to subscribe. I was like, I really would love for them to get rid of that.
Yeah, I hate that pushy, hey, here, buy this, buy this, buy this. I don't like that.
They don't do that in the App Store. I mean, they keep the arcade nicely tucked away.
Oh, yeah.
In a tab, but they don't like push it in front of me like you need arcade. I really truly hope that they give us more option iOS 14 to turn those option off, because it really turns me off more than like you're trying to entice me to buy this.
Yeah, I'm the same way.
Anyway, yeah. Thank you for joining us for another month, guys. I appreciate it. And thank you, your listeners out there. And thanks, I everybody. Really appreciate you reaching out, all those that have sent me an email at theunleashed@applevis.com. Keep them coming. If you have any feedback, suggestions, or responses to a lot of things we talked about, please do. I'd love to hear them. And I'll pass them along to the gang here. So until next month, it is Thomas Donva, also known as Anonymous, here with Mike Malarcy and Randy Rusnak. We'll see you guys later. Bye-bye.
This AppleVis podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis.com for the latest in resources and tips and tricks to get you the best experience from your Apple. www.applevis.com.